Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, January the 3rd, 2011. Today it was reported that the Asia One Solidarity Convoy managed to enter the Gaza Strip on Sunday night after arriving at the Egyptian port of Al Arish. The Egyptian authorities allowed 112 activists to enter Gaza, but one Iranian and one Jordanian activist were denied entry. Convoy organisers were warmly received by thousands of residents in the Strip. Also today, 48 Knesset members signed a petition calling for the boycott of Israeli companies involved in the building of the new Palestinian city of Rawabi, as they have agreed not to use any products or services from illegal settlements during the construction. Amongst the signatories are all the right-wing MKs, as well as half of the Kadima faction. According to Haaretz, the petition has been put forward by the Eretz Yisrael lobby. In other news, Hamas spokesman Fawzi Bahoum claimed that in 2010, 3,000 Hamas affiliates were arrested by the PA security forces in the West Bank. Amongst the detainees are imams, university students, professors, journalists and businessmen. Bahoum also added that the Fatah-led government ignores calls for an end to political arrests and for the promotion of national unity. With regard to the killings of two Palestinians by the Israeli army within 48 hours, the UN has expressed its concern and is awaiting the full facts of these tragic fatalities, Mar News reported. The victims of the Israeli military attacks were Jahaba Abu Rama, 35, who died on Saturday after inhaling tear gas fired by Israeli soldiers at the anti-wall rally in Bilin on Friday, and Mahmoud Mohammed Daragmi, 21, who was fatally shot by soldiers at Al-Hamra checkpoint east of Nablus on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority spokesman Nabil Abu Rudaina considered the killings to be a dangerous escalation by Israel and added that the attacks do not give any hope for the peace process. In related news, the Israeli army bombarded northern and central Gaza on Sunday at dawn, wounding two residents and damaging several homes. The first attack targeted a site believed to be used as a training centre for the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas. The second attack targeted the west area of Al-Nuzairat refugee camp. In separate reports, the Israeli Ministerial Council decided on Sunday to extend the ban on family reunification for Palestinians married to Israelis for an additional 6 months. According to the law, Palestinians married to Israeli spouses will not be granted residency, and Arab-Palestinian spouses will not be allowed to live in Jerusalem or Israel. The cabinet claims that this issue is directly related to Israel's security interests. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and Colin Bell.